It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm sure people thinking like, you know, well, they won the game, they won the Packers game, you know, why is there an issue? I mean, you see why it's an issue. Y'all should know who I am, know what I'm about at this point. When you're a player like me, mentally, my benchmark is not wins and losses, it's greatness. So when I go out there, I expect to be able to have that ability to put that on tape and have the an influence on the game. And that's, like I say every week, that's my purpose for being here. I'm not here just to hang out and came here to win, to do it the right way. If it don't look like it's supposed to look, then, I mean, I'm going to be frustrated if I'm not a part of that plan. Because if I have the opportunity to go and make to change that and make it look like a much better pitcher out there, and if that doesn't happen, then I'm going to be frustrated, you know. If Jacoby goes out and have a monster game, or if the offense is scoring every 5 plays like, the you know, our first drive on the Bills, then it is what it is. It's not about me, but... You know, I'm one of the bigger pieces as to why this offense is going to go. And if I'm not getting it, then that's obviously not according to plan. So we want to obviously keep working like we are to get that right.
All right, that's Davante Adams from 2023. The most recent game, that's October 18th, he said that. On October 15th, so like media day afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
On October 15th, the Raiders beat the Patriots 21-17 to go to 3-3. And Adams caught 2 balls for 29 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking there, a little context about, my standard's not wins and losses, it's greatness. He wants to be great, which a lot of NFL players do. Some pretty good irony here that during Diggs week, this is the story.
Yeah, I know.
And like, what should the Bills do? Anyway, good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. So, I want to dig into that a little bit. But first, maybe I need an intervention or I need some help here. I'm so internally conflicted about this whole idea.
Yeah.
Should I be?
I feel like you're just caught up maybe on his age.
I'm not.
If you're 25 and like this was going to be their number one receiver for the next 5 years.
Oh, that I would do in a heartbeat.
Yeah. But this is not that. This is rental. This is, you get to the spring and they still... You're still going to want them to get the same thing. It's
right.
Kind of a Band-Aid.
I guess what I'll...
A Band-Aid for something that's not even like...
They lost a game. They play how many games before Halloween? They play Houston, the Jets, and the Titans. And then after that, it'll be one more game, Seattle. And then comes the trade deadline. So I get 4 more looks at this offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can't wait until then because Adams is going to get traded by then. A lot of people point out, well, what about Amari Cooper? Cooper's cheaper on the cap, which probably means that he costs more for an asset. Or it might be the same, right? Like part of this.
Adams is probably a better player at this point.
Probably, but Cooper's pretty good.
Yeah.
And the difference is Cooper has not asked for a trade. He got traded once because he wanted too much money, right, in Dallas. Or they paid him, and then they traded him to make room for somebody else. Okay. Anyway.
He also got traded from the Raiders, which might have been for the same thing.
Yeah.
Money.
Wanting money. Being paid too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am conflicted. There are a lot of Bills fans that are slam dunk, do this, second round pick, let's go, make it happen, add him to the room. So I just find myself, Joe, sitting at, do they need the help at the position? I think they absolutely could use it. Will they need it for the rest of the year? I think the answer to that is likely to be yes. Likely. But I don't know. I mean, am I throwing a Band-Aid rental on it? I guess what I would say is I don't think this has to be a bad idea. I'm not moved as much as I feel like I should be about it. And I don't really have an explanation for you. It is not because I buy the whole, they wouldn't do this, everybody mm-hmm. eats. I don't think that they're married to that at all. I mean, McDermott made a comment yesterday, we played a little earlier, that said the ball goes where it's supposed to go. Like he was almost to the idea of, yeah, whatever about balance and who gets the ball, who cares? Like the ball goes to the open receiver. There are reads, and the quarterback delivers it when he thinks he's got an open guy. They did that for 4 years, throwing the ball to Diggs mm-hmm. with great success. So I don't believe they don't want a number one receiver. I don't believe that they'll never pay a guy like this again. The biggest difference, the real big difference between Diggs and Adams, well, why would you do this? Why wouldn't you just keep Diggs? The real difference is the cap. Whenever they moved on from Diggs, they were going to have to eat cap. They were going to have to take a hit.
Yes. Yep.
If they kept him on the team this year, they would have had to eat some next year. When they traded him, they had to decide what they were going to do, right? Or no, they didn't have a post-June 1 designation. That's Trey White that was.
Trey White was that.
So with Diggs, it
they
was.
They ate it all in 1 year.
Are they going to eat $31 million in a year? No, they're probably not going to do that. And then they got an offer that made them say, you know what? Yes. Isn't that why Houston had to pay a two? Instead of us Ooh. Reworking it for you, yeah. I got to eat 31. I'll eat 31 if you give me a two.
Yeah.
That's why the price was so big. Sometimes we think about, well, the price for Davante Adams will be high because the Raiders will have to eat money. The Bills didn't have to eat actual dollars. They had to eat cap hit. So second round pick if you want this guy because we got to eat so much cap.
Right.
And the Bills departure from Diggs is fueled by a lot of different things out there, sure. But, all right, you know what? We have a chance to kind of wipe it clean and start fresh. Let's do that. If they trade for Davante Adams, that would not undo that at all. They could still be in line for that. Let's say that the Raiders cut Adams before the year and the Bills signed him as a rental for one season.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no cap to eat. They would just do it. So if you're trying to make it make sense on the cap side of it, that's not hard to do. All right, yeah, the goal was to clean up the books, and we're going to bring in Davante Adams for 1 year on a rental, and then he's gone. There's no dead cap, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to trade a second-round pick and do it. So, I mean, I if he had $30 million committed to him next season,
it would be a tough pill.
It'd be a lot different.
Yeah, I agree with that. You might need to give him more money. You might need to commit to him for a second year as part of the deal, right? Like, if he has any leverage in this situation, isn't he going to try to dictate that?
He might have leverage to a point.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Raiders are so upset with him and he's upset with them, they could try to do him a solid, or they could say, hey, the deal's Buffalo or not. Think about what happened with Brandon Ayuk and the Steelers. A deal was in place with New England.
Right.
And they didn't send him.
Because he didn't want to go there.
Right.
And Cleveland maybe was similar.
Right.
Yeah.
In the Brandon Ayuk scenario, the team he was going to needed him to commit to them.
Yeah.
And in the Adams scenario,
because legally the Niners could have just traded him there anyway, but New England wouldn't do it.
Unless they knew
the player wanted to be there.
And with Adams, that's not really a factor. He is not looking for an extension. Right. He wants out. He just wants to go somewhere else to compete.
And it sounds like he just wants to go to a team that has a great quarterback.
With a chance to win.
Or one of the quarterbacks he knows, right. I guess, too.
And to his defense, I mean, the whole point about my standards not wins and losses, he wants the ball. He wants his targets, something that Diggs never actually said at a podium, but Davante Adams did. To his defense, he went to the Raiders to play with Derek Carr, and then they got rid of Derek Carr. And now Derek Carr still looks like he can play. It's not like Derek Carr got washed out of the league. Like, you got rid of my guy.
Yeah. Who loves Derek Carr more than Davante Adams?
Nobody.
Nobody loves Derek Carr as much as that guy.
So if you want to give us a thought, 803-0550. Anyone else conflicted? Anyone else?
I'm conflicted on the price. I'm not conflicted on the idea and the idea of how much it could help them. But I guess in saying that, maybe I shouldn't be conflicted about the price then. Because if they... Here's really what it comes down to for me. I just can totally see wanting this player for a game against Kansas City in January or in February. That's what it comes down to for me, is this team has a good couple of weapons here that I think can absolutely have them winning the division and go deep into the playoffs and maybe even win the Super Bowl. I think the Bills could win the Super Bowl without making this move. But you can't convince me that this doesn't make it more likely.
Yeah,
even if it's only by a little bit.
What's your percentage? What percentage bump would you need?
5%.
A 5% bump?
Sure. 5% bump. And I'm not even sure it would be that. Maybe it would be less than that.
That's a fun question.
They just showed on ESPN that ESPN FPI says the Jets have 4% chance to win the Super Bowl, which is ninth best in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, you gave me a couple of percentage points in favor of it. Like, I'm in.
Hmm.
I'm in on that. If he is someone I could just see going off, by then especially, you'd have him comfortable by January. And if he's playing at his best and Josh Allen is his quarterback,
well,
I mean, good luck. Good luck.
It might be silly to say what you need him for. What do you need him for? You need him to run the slants that Mac Hollins is running.
Right. What are those six targets Mac Hollins had last week against the Ravens? Does Davante Adams catch four of them? Because not only would you might think, hey, the ball was a little bit off, he might be better at catching it in the first place, he's probably going to be more open on the plays. In fact, he's not going to be defended the same way.
Right, he will dictate coverage.
Hollins, I feel like the Ravens were daring the Bills. Go ahead, throw it to Mac Hollins in one-on-one coverage. If that player is Davante Adams instead, the whole defensive game plan might be different for Baltimore. They might be having to settle for, you can take some more over the middle of the field, you can take some more here in the run game, you can throw some more short passes here to Khalil Shakir, because we're going to throw a second guy over here in Davante Adams. We're going to throw bracket coverage over here on Adams. We're going to cheat the safety to that side a little bit. We're going to play cover three instead of manning you up as often because we don't think we can cover him one-on-one. Just you might get a whole different game because of one different person.
803-0550. Why am I so conflicted?
All right. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we'll get some calls in. Yep. Jay in Hamilton. Oh, let me grab this. Sorry, Jay. Got to get the mouse and click over here. As we chat with you about Davante Adams, who the Bills have inquired about him, according to Albert Breer. And Ian Rappaport lists the Bills as a team that he would be happy to go to. So Jay in Hamilton is next up. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So this is another great example, Jeremy, that you've got to make sure that you keep those train tracks free of debris and keep the train oiled. And gassed up and ready to go, right? I feel like we're never going to stop talking. So I think at the end of the day, Brandon Bean's always been consistent about one thing, that he always says he'll always keep looking for ways to make their team better, right? Whether it's in the offseason or midseason. But I think this is not – perhaps they are inquiring, because I think this is what Brandon Bean would anyways. Like, hey, what would you take for this guy? Okay, forget it. It's too much. I think they got rid of a 30-year-old receiver in Diggs. I don't see them making the change to a 32-year-old receiver that still might either cost maybe some extra assets, we don't know for sure, extra money. I think they made a decision that they're going to eat the $31 million on Diggs this year. They've got their trio or group of receivers they feel can get them to where they got to get this year, and that they're going to go hunting for a receiver next year. And I think part of that also feeds into this, the way the team's performance overall in the NFL is shaping out. The Chiefs don't look fantastic, but they're still the Chiefs. Miami is looking like a train wreck. The Jets are the Jets. Baltimore obviously, gave us, our head on a platter. But at the end of the day, I do think that one Bills drive is probably saying, listen, we've got Josh Allen, our center quarterback, and good enough receivers with the way the other teams are playing. We could vie for the Super Bowl and not give away too much and be able to make our team even stronger next year with a ton of picks and money. And I think that's where they're leaning to right now. They still might look at Davante Adams. I'm not saying they won't, but I'm saying stick to the plan and let it ride out.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay. That's part of this is, the deadline is at the end of this month. And circumstances can change, right? The Bills right now might view it as, we had a bad game against Baltimore. Let's get Curtis Samuel more involved. Let's keep watching Keon Coleman grow. Let's find ways to get Kincaid here. Shakir's doing just fine. Talk to me in a month. You're in a fantasy football league. Somebody makes you an offer. You say like, man, talk to me in a month. I'm not motivated to make a move right now. This is the same with the Browns and Amari Cooper. Look at the Browns and Amari Cooper. So his deal got redone to make him very tradable.
Yeah.
Do the Browns want to trade Amari Cooper? I mean, not yet.
Right, but in three weeks.
Talk to me in a month.
Yeah.
Right? They lose a couple more games. It starts going south. All right. Hey, guys, we're being offered a mid-second for Amari Cooper. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So time, of course, changes things. To your point about keep the wide receiver train well-oiled, my snarky tweet about we made it to October 1st was when Field Yates wrote the Bills unquestionably need a wide receiver was two-pronged. It was, I can't believe we've already gotten here. But also, I can believe we've already gotten here. Three more games where you are 1-for-6 throwing to Mac Hollins, and you might think, yeah, okay, we got to figure something out. Everybody
That's really it for me, is the two guys that are lining up the most on the outside, how many catches are you getting? You might even get targets. How many catches are you getting per game from the two guys that are playing a lot on the outside right now between MVS and Mac Hollins? MVS is on the field. He's just not getting the ball.
Right,
Hollins is getting the ball thrown to him, and he's not catching it, at least in this game.
It's the AFC divisional round, and your receivers are this group, and you're playing Baltimore again.
There was a playoff game with this team once where Duke Williams got targeted 10 times. And my fear right now is that there will be a playoff game where somebody we can't believe is going to have 10 targets gets 10 targets.
Yeah. Or, they might wait a month. In a month, Keon Coleman takes a big step, and he's now a 8-target-a-game guy instead of Mac Hollins being that guy. It's possible. 803.
It's also possible other receivers are going to hit the market.
That's right.
I keep mentioning, I think Adam Thielen will be someone that gets traded by the deadline. I don't know if he works for the Bills as much as he does for the Chiefs. Yep. He can do both, but that's also a much cheaper option. You might cost a sixth in a month.
The other thing that's always here, this is a good point, but it works two ways. Guys, as long as you have Josh Allen, you have a chance.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's why I want to.
Right. Yeah. That's why you want to do it.
People keep saying, like, guys, they only lost one game to Baltimore. The loss to Baltimore is not why I'm interested in trading for Adams. The three wins before that is why I'm interested in trading for Adams.
Because they're good enough.
The Jets stinking is why I'm interested in Adams. The Dolphins injuries is why I'm interested in Adams. The way the season has started so well is why I'm in on Adams, not the opposite. If they were 1-3 and the Dolphins were two games ahead of them, the Jets were two games ahead of them, I'd want no part of Adams.
Right, you're not talking about a panic buy. You're talking about a strength buy.
Yes, go. Like, let's go.
Things look pretty good. John in St. Catharines. Hey, John, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm all in. I honestly, at the end of the day, all these years, we've watched them get close. This is your chance, I think, to jump on a huge receiver who I think could take them. The field is wide open. Clearly, most of the teams out there, including KC, is not showing us that they are dominant, which means we have this opening, and I don't see the downfall. We have a second-round pick that was a Minnesota pick, which at the start of the year looked like it was going to be phenomenal. Now it's not at this point. Granted, they could flame out. But I think the other thing is with Von Miller and his suspension, is that something that we can get out of? So there's extra money there if people are worried about money. I don't know. I don't know if that's if we're able to do that. But I think we have to. This is our chance to move on, especially against the Jets. We could bury them if we get him, and then we don't have any competition in our own division at least. And now we're looking at the big guns, and don't look like the big guns right now. So thanks for your time.
Yeah,
and I'll let you guys talk about it.
Thanks for calling, John. The Vaughn stuff. I said this to Joe yesterday. Like, they redid the contract in a way that he helped the team, but they might have also helped him based on how much he forfeits
right.
with the suspension. McDermott's comment on it yesterday was interesting. Basically, he's asked, was it from the incident back in November of last year? And he said, you can assume that. I'm not going to get into that.
Uh-huh.
It was effectively what... Okay. They don't get any relief, and I think Von Miller is on the team. If they wanted to make a stand about Von, actually, they probably couldn't have cut him. They had to choose. They had to choose between cutting him and cutting Diggs, did they not? For the dead cap hit, about what they were going to.
I don't think they could have afforded both.
Right. And if they wanted to make a statement on Von and what has happened, they could have done that, but they didn't. They traded Diggs instead. So the cap part of Von, I would just plan on Von being here because.
Mm-hmm.
They redid the deal, and they knew about this allegation when we all learned about it last year.
The stand would have come at the end of last year. You would have decided, I'm not playing you because you were accused of doing, and also you were not doing anything on the field,
totally
so it would have been easier for a football team to get away with that.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
Yeah, I don't think there's any mechanism to get out of it, even if you could. If you could get out of it completely, would you even want to do it? If I told you there was a way that he voided something, he somehow broke an agreement, you could terminate the contract today, would you do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
He was getting after the quarterback first three games. I would do it too.
803-0550. It's funny. Going to receptionperception.com to check out the latest Devontae Adams profile from Matt Harmon. And right at the front page, there it is. Khalil Shakir and the ideal type of wide receiver for the modern NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got one good one. That's part of the point, too, is it not? Any idea of adding another receiver? If you like the guys on this group, whether that's Kincaid or Shakir, the number one thing they might need is someone on the outside to keep defenses away from the middle. Make somebody else go to the boundary. Make them think about Coleman. Make them think Adams in this scenario. So 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. You can give us a call. Thursday Night Football on the way. It's going to be the Falcons and the Bucks.
We got to get our three-leg parlay in.
Yeah, so Thursday three-way. We'll get some more calls in. I also have a little game called Surprise Party. You know, if you want to play Surprise Party.
Good.
It's an NFL game. We'll play a little bit later. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. You can enter now. WGR550.com. Chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. January 5th is when the contest ends. You still have time. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.